Because of my research to supposedly resolve the question, does God exist, I've been watching a great deal of YouTube videos made by atheists. One in particular stood out to me because we both notice the very same phenomenon, but gather or conclude from that same phenomenon almost the direct opposite ideas. Because of that phenomenon, he gathers that there is no such thing as free will, and I gather that everything I do matters because of that phenomenon. In fact, I'm so adamant that everything I do matters that I'm constantly annoying my kids with it. Every time that they're gonna be apart from me for an extended period of time, I'll tell them everything you do matters in the hopes that they'll actually take serious everything they do. But not just that, but we come to the same phenomenon from completely different perspectives, or to be more accurate, from completely different disciplines. He comes to it from philosophy, and I come to it through Einstein's ideas. This very young atheist name is Alex O'Connor. His YouTube channel is Cosmic Skeptic. So I guess today's video is going to be me describing his ideas to the best of my abilities, and then describing my ideas and why I differ to him. Why I almost get the direct opposite of what he gets from that same phenomenon. Thought occurred to me some time ago on how to describe the universe as a long, very complicated chain reaction or domino effect, starting with the Big Bang, E equals MC squared, and eventually when there was enough hydrogen, it would be described as nuclear reaction. And then after a few iterations or generations of suns or stars, when we had enough different types of matter, then we could describe it as chemical reaction. And then, a few billions years later, we could say that because of chemical reactions, there were biological reactions. And then again, a few billion years later, we could say that finally consciousness would evolve, would develop. So here is the idea, though, that since the universe, because of nuclear reactions, because of chemical reactions, and then eventually because of biological reactions, that it could only happen one way, that there was no varying, nothing that could change it. So it was pretty static. The domino effects would continue to fall no matter what. They could not be changed. But then it gets to consciousness. So is consciousness stopping this chain reactions, this domino effect? Is consciousness changing the universe as has happened throughout all those billions of years before? Or is consciousness simply just another reaction, like nuclear, like chemical or biological? Is consciousness just a different way to react, a different way for the domino effects to continue to fall? Is there any difference for consciousness to all the other types of reactions? And that's what I think Mr. O'Connor is implying, that the universe cannot change, that the chain reaction or the domino effect can only happen one way. So in that sense, there is no such thing as free will, even if you have consciousness. The way he has actually described his point of view is that since you can't choose what you want, then you can't have free will. In other words, that because your wants are based on your previous experiences that were completely out of your control, then you don't actually choose what you want. You can choose in a demonstration of free will chocolate over vanilla or vice versa, but you're simply doing it because you want to demonstrate that you have free will. Since you cannot choose what you want, since what you want is solely based on your previous experiences, then you're, in a very real sense, a continuation of that chain reaction that I described earlier. So I guess in a previous video, when I was describing free will, or what I thought was free will, or at least according to him, I wasn't describing free will. When I used the example of me giving up chess to pursue something that I thought was more interesting, which was physics, I didn't choose to want physics more than playing chess. So from his perspective, that still does not demonstrate free will. So I guess going on his definition of free will, I have to say yes, then there is no such thing as free will. But I think he doesn't realize what he's actually done. He's actually condemned free will to the paranormal. The only way that we could gain free will from his perspective is that something outside of nature, outside of the universe, outside of the laws of nature, was able to decide and then have free will. For example, if a rock was able to flip on its own, something that wasn't governed by consciousness developed through the chain reaction that started from the Big Bang, then only that rock that flipped on its own with no forces acting on it would have free will. In other words, he defined free will in a way so that there was no free will. And I don't think that definition of free will is very useful. An example of a bad definition, or a definition that is not useful, let's say for example that I decided that the definition of good is anything and everything that I decide is good. So for you to be good, you would have to agree with me on what is good. If you did anything that disagreed with me, then that would be bad or evil, right? So, well, it might be nice for me that everything that I do is good, but it's not very useful because I can't modify my behavior to do good. Everything I do is good, so I can do whatever the heck I want to do, right? And it's not very useful for you either, because then you simply have to follow me. You can't think for yourself. You can't decide or try to figure out what is actually good and what is actually evil. So my definition of free will is simply the ability to go against your own instincts or go against your own needs or wants. For example, a wild animal that is simply acting on instinct does not have the ability of free will. But humans, because we have the ability to forego or rewire our instincts, we exclusively have free will. So with that definition, then evil is easy to categorize. It's simply when human beings that exclusively have free will fall short of that free will, that we let our instincts or our wants or needs stop us from doing what is for the greater good. But here is how I get through Einstein's ideas to that same phenomenon and get the opposite conclusion to Mr. O'Connor. This is how I describe this particular Einstein idea. I'll tell people to focus on the now, to focus in this moment. So that moment is now in the past, but just because that moment is now in the past, that does not mean that that moment has faded to nothingness. And not just that, but when that moment was the now, was the present, this moment that was in the future also existed. In other words, according to Einstein, the entirety of time, just like the entirety of space, the entirety of time exists simultaneously. And I know simultaneously is the wrong word, but there's really no words to describe Einstein's ideas. You have to stretch the meaning of some words to even try to explain Einstein's ideas. So what I gathered from that is that, in essence, everything we do is recorded in time. In other words, the universe has a memory, a pretty exact memory. It doesn't matter how minute or insignificant the actions you're doing might be, the universe is recording them. The universe will remember it. Even though you don't have access to it, you don't have access to the past, and you won't be able to change it, whatever you did is still recorded in time. The universe, in a sense, in a very real sense, will remember it. So I get from that everything you do matters. That no matter how insignificant you might think it is, since it's being recorded, it matters. So I guess what Mr. O'Connor has done inadvertently is to condemn free will to the supernatural, to things that don't follow natural law. According to his definition, for free will to exist, it would have to be created through something that does not follow the laws of physics. I already made the video too long, so I guess that's it. But before whoever is watching, I let you go. I would like to ask you to subscribe or not subscribe, like or not like, but definitely comment. Whatever you disagree with me, I would greatly appreciate it if you commented, if you told me exactly what you think of the video. And another way that you could help me, if you're a student at a university, is to share, not necessarily this video, actually not this video, my video on Einstein's ideas, specifically the video named "What If Einstein Is Wrong." In that video, I describe an idea, I don't know how likely it is to be right, but I describe an idea that might explain dark energy. I also have other videos on gravity, so any of those videos, if you were to share them with your physics professor, I would greatly appreciate it. So I guess that's it.